We're all out of sponsored messages, so we're going to stay here. And this is the title bout from Portland Wrestling. This is from 1982, so a little bit of background for you. Remember, if you will, cast your minds back. Even though it might be a bit painful to do so, I was covering Continental Wrestling, the Continental, it's really something, from 1986. And when I finished the end of that year, I said to Boris, my good friend Boris, what do you think? Shall I do another territory? I'm open to all territories, you know. And he immediately came back and said, what about Portland Wrestling? Well, yes. I mean, I know Portland Wrestling, but I didn't know much about Portland Wrestling. I mean, I know that Bryan Adams, Crush, was there. Not Bryan Adams. Summer of 69. Is that right? Is that the right? I don't think that's the right harmony or melody, is it? Not a harmony, but a melody. Anyway, I knew that Crush was there. I knew that Billy Jack Haynes was there. And I didn't know much else about it. So, I went to YouTube to see where I could get a good crop of Portland Wrestling from. And the year that I can get a good crop from is 1982. So I returned to Mr. Boris and said, how about 1982? And he nodded in the affirmative. Well, I'm assuming he did. He certainly said, great. So this is the first one. And it's from January the 16th, 1982. There's big marching music to begin. And Frank Bonema, who is, I think that's how you pronounce it, who's your ringside host, he's in a three-piece suit. He looks a little dishevelled. He could do with a good tonsorial tactic, a good haircut, the gentleman. And it is quite a lengthy programme. This it's an hour and a half. However, quite a lot of it is taken up with adverts. I mean, they've got a couple of big sponsors here for their programme, and you're going to hear a lot about them. First of all, though, we've got Chung Lee versus Art Cruz, referee Sandy Barr. Now, I think later on in Portland's history, didn't Sandy Barr buy the territory? Anyway, when he is announced, he's booed by the crowd. Crowd, I have to say, febrile throughout. Really good. Loads of kids there when we see the long shot. Loads of kids, you know, at the end of this hour and a half with their signs and all of that. Really good. And the main heel here would be Buddy Rose at the moment, who's, I mean, I love his work. Seen his work many times. Love it. Anyway, let's get back to Chung Lee versus Art Cruz. Art Cruz is the Kansas Cowboy. Chung Lee has a martial arts gimmick going on, as you might guess from the name. Now, there's a three arm drags, or an arm drag slam, according to Frank Bonema, and from Art Cruz. And Chung Lee bails, which is the right thing to do, I think, at that point. Get his head back together. Then there's a wrist lock takedown, which is worked from Art Cruz. I like to see that. A lean knife edge chop. All those, that kind of martial arts background, you see. And a headlock. The crowd are chanting throughout. Really good. This is quite on fire, this promotion at the moment, it seems to me, which is nice to see. Then a close-up on a well-dressed older lady in the front row. I mean, she's really judiciously looking on, as if she's really judging it. I like that. Then we've got a headlock, which has worked. It's okay, from Chung Lee. Good hip toss, high hip toss from Art Cruz. Chung Lee head scissors. Cruz gets out. Chung Lee just pokes him in the eye. Art Bar allows it. He doesn't say, I'm sorry, no, that's it. He just sees it. Then he's got a purple sash, has Chung Lee, as a belt. And he uses that as a weapon. And Frank tells us, I feel sure it's a significance, although I don't know what it is. All right, then. Then he goes on to say, maybe the Lee family likes purple. I mean, you already don't know what the significance is, and you've admitted it. Don't denigrate it even further by saying maybe the family likes purple. Back in the ring, we've got a Cruz flip, and then one of those football stance shoulder blocks for a two count. 3 minutes remaining, folks. Only 3 minutes. There's a Lee headlock and some blows. And apparently, because it's first of all the blind side of the referee, and then in full view of the referee, Frank tells us it looked like karate, and Chung Lee's DQ'd for doing karate. Actually, for using karate is the official word. What? Well, you surely, I mean, it was a knife-edge chop. And to using karate. Can't do it. Not allowed to use karate. Now, apparently, there'll be the 50th anniversary of Portland Wrestling. I think he either said 50th or 15th. And they're going to put together some memorabilia. According to Frank, it's sort of fly-by-night. Oh, he's not really selling it very well. If you want to go and have a look at the memorabilia, I wouldn't be too bothered. It's a bit fly-by-night. And he also says, if people want to send their Portland memorabilia, they can, but they can't be certain they can return it. So he tells us, don't send us anything that you don't mind us not returning. Well, I'm sure you're going to get a healthy crop of memorabilia. I'll tell you what, I'll send all my memory, but it's not come back. We can't return it. Can't be certain they will. Now, here's your first advert for the Ford dealership. Now, it's a bloke and a young girl. So, you know, she's a little girl who's quite winsome and, you know, she's funny and all of that. Got a gap in the tooth and all that. And their big thing is they're going for business. They're not going out of business. Now, that will be something they will repeat as a mantra, more or less, throughout the whole of this show. I'm not quite sure whether someone has said they're going out of business or whether they've had a bad time and they want to tell us, we're not going anywhere, we're staying here. But that's what they keep saying. It does sound a bit odd. Now, there will be, apparently, a big cage, small cage match. More of that later. I can tell how excited you are. Big cage, little cage, what a way to go. Remember that? Big John, little John. Big John found the fountain of youth. He took a little drink. And that magic water was the thing that made him shrink. Remember? Anyway, back in the ring, we've got Kurt Hennig, as a lot of people call him. Second generation wrestler, making his... That's a bit Gordon Solie. I shouldn't have done that because he's not commentating here. It's Frank Benamer, of course. But he's, of course, Larry the Axe's son and will go on to be Mr. Perfect in the WWF and then have a WCW run as well, taken from us far too early, I would say. And he's fighting Dizzy Hogan. No, it's not Hulk, although he will be coming in future weeks, it looks like. However, this is a gentleman who looks like Hogan. He's got the handlebar tash, and it's Brutus Beefcake. Because, of course, Brutus, Ed Leslie, did work with Hogan early on in his career. They had a gimmick where they were brothers, the Boulder Brothers. Then Hogan changed his name to Hulk Hogan. So, of course, so should Ed Leslie. So he is Dizzy Hogan. He's the heel here. And there are some Hennig arm drags. They don't cause any harm, so they shouldn't be called harm drags. And Hogan bails, claims his hair was being pulled. Then we see a couple there in the audience from a bookkeeping company, a local bookkeeping company. Apparently, it's the wife who really likes wrestling. Well, all right. It's a bit odd. Hennig then ties the leg up, works it. Hogan grabs the head, and Hennig really sells. He's got his mouth wide open as if he's in real pain. Then Hogan works the arm, gets a reverse hammerlock, as it's called, by Frank. Hennig slams him out of it, but Hogan keeps hold of it, and then they get some really good mat work together. I was surprised. I didn't think they would. Didn't think we'd see any of that. Hennig then misses a dive into the corner. I mean, he doesn't really dive into the corner. He dives just outside of the corner because he goes through the bottom and the second rope and falls to the concrete floor. 5 minutes remaining now. 5 minutes remaining. Oh, folks, let's get this one wound up. Then we've got a Hogan digging in a rear. I mean, he digs in the leg drop. A knee. It was a knee, actually. Really digs it in. Then a headlock, which has not worked. And they sit in that for a while. But only got 5 minutes, lads. Remember that. Hennig reverses a head smack into the buckle and gets some big shots. Runs into a knee. Hennig hits a slam for a two count. Or rather, Hogan does. Hennig rolls him up. Doesn't get the pin from that. Gets some shots. Hogan returns the favour. Hits a slam. Gets a one count for that. Then there's a Hennig abdominal stretch. Or grapevine. He calls it both things. Frank Benamer. And the bell rings. It's a time limit draw. Actually, it wasn't bad, you know. It was the kind of thing you'd see in 86, perhaps, on WWF primetime. Something like that. Really rather good. And now we've got Buddy Rose and his mates, the Army, Buddy Rose's Army, I think it's called. They're going to have a charity event which is based around ice skating. And what Buddy Rose has said is that he will skate and not just be there, he will skate and try to score a goal. And there will be a special guest goalkeeper. I don't know who that will be, but he's talking about how this year will be his year and all of that. And actually, it may well be, because he is going to be vying for the heavyweight title against Brett Sawyer, or Hacksaw Sawyer, as he's called here. He's the champion, but he's the challenger. I mean, it takes an inordinately long time. This is a 2 out of 3 falls match. And this will take about, what, half an hour, 40 minutes? Why? Because they don't half split the match up. More of that in a minute. But the announcer, first of all, tells us of a future card. Get on with it, mate. This is the heavyweight title match. It takes ages with Rose talking to the ref about the instructions, shakes hands with Sawyer, then gets on the mic to say that the champ is playing with matches. Okay, he's going to give him a wrestling lesson, and the champ is playing with matches. I'm the matches and he's the child. Just in case you're like a child playing with matches, I'm the matches, he's the child. Just in case you wondered what that meant. Just in case you weren't familiar with that very familiar phrase. Then he goes to pray, which is really winding the crowd up. Nicely done. There are some roll-ups from Sawyer early on. The crowd are loving that because Rose is angry. He wants Sandy Barr to count faster when he pins him. Some Sawyer hip tossers. Some Sawyer hip tossers. A Rose drop kick. I mean, I didn't expect to see that. He's a big man, Buddy Rose. Even at this time, he was a big man. A worked headlock for far too long, really. Sits in it for far too long. Then Rose reacts to someone in the crowd, breaks the hold. Sawyer works on the arm. There's a long arm bar. Crowd are really into that. But somebody from the crowd got an effect. And it might be the well-dressed woman in the front row, because she's on her feet. She's on her feet and pointing at what's going on. I love it. I love it when the crowd get involved. Rose then gets free, gets a high arm drag, or tastes a high arm drag from Sawyer. And it's back to the arm lock again, or the arm bar. It is a long one, this, from Sawyer. Then a fairly high cross body from Rose. Sawyer's back to the worked arm lock, which is a shame. And a sudden Sawyer, small package for the pin. A sensational move, apparently, according to Frank. What have you been watching, mate? I mean, you're steeped in wrestling. That's not a sensational move. It's a basic roll-up. Small package. Anyone can do it. Even I could do it. Anyway, it's 1-0. And now we've got the Ford advert. Remember, they're going for business. They're not going out of business. Right? Rocky Johnson is then interviewed. Now, this is the big cage, little cage, what a match to have. And he said he will leave the territory if he does not beat Buddy Rose in the big cage. And all of Buddy Rose's mates, the army, are going to be in a small cage. We'll see the small cage later, don't worry. And so he'll leave the territory. You've got friends here, but there you go. There are then more adverts. And then we get back in the match in progress, although it does look like Buddy Rose has actually got out of the ring and had a breather and then got back in again. It's a bit weird. He then hits a superplex from the second rope and he gets for the pin, which is 1-1, and he gets onto the second rope and tells the camera, first time ever. Now, I don't know whether that meant first time ever for him or first time ever for a superplex. Certainly Frank has never seen that before. And to see Buddy Rose do it, who's, you know, as I said, a big geezer, it was really good, that, I have to say. Now, there's time to speak to Stephen Regal. Not that one. Not that Stephen Regal. The Stephen Regal that was popular in Portland wrestling at this time. The blonde Stephen Regal, you know the one. And he's been away for a while, actually, and he's got a bit of a gimmick for you. I mean, they set this up, and it's not worth it. It's like a really shaggy dog story with a terrible punchline. So he says he was injured. He couldn't defend his belt. He's coming back for that belt. He doesn't know who's got the belt at the moment. Just a minute, mate. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, if you're in Portland Wrestling, and you're worried about losing the belt, and you're rehabbing, and as he said, he couldn't sleep for the pain from his shoulder, for many weeks, or for quite some time, you would know who's got the belt, wouldn't you? I'm coming for that belt. Don't know who's got it. Just shows a lack of preparation. Anyway, he then talks about who he's after, Matt Bourne, because he was his tag team partner, and obviously he's been involved, or it seems he's been involved in the injury. And as Stephen Regal says, everyone's got skeletons in the cupboard. Richard Nixon, Spyro Agnew. Right, well, that would be about what? That's mid-70s, isn't it? So, I mean, we're in 82 now, so those references are a little bit old. It's not current. It's not up to the mark politically, is it? Richard Nixon, Spyro Agnew. Benedict Arnold. Yeah, go on. Go a bit further back if you want. And then he says, everyone's got skeletons in their locker. And then he refers to a locker behind him. He's in the locker room being interviewed. And he's got a locker with a sign, a hastily made sign that says Matt Bourne's locker. He opens it. Inside it is a picture of a skeleton with a hastily made sign that basically says Stephen Regal on it. It's terrible. They used to be tag partners, and he'll be going for him. I'm looking forward to that. But, oh dear, it's not ideal. Matt Bourne has become Buddy Rose's mate, you see, so we'll see what happens. But that was a terrible little bit. And the thing is, it took us away from the wrestling. So back into the really important heavyweight title match. You've got a Rose Beal, and Sawyer really sells the back. Then a backdrop from Rose. And Sawyer really flops around, bouncing off the ropes from an atomic drop, which you wouldn't usually get. Then a Sawyer flip, a drop kick. Rose is tied up in the ropes here. It kind of suckers him in, because Sawyer goes for some punches. Rose gets free of the ropes, hits a punch himself, rolls him up with feet on the ropes. Art Bar can't see what's going on. Counts three. Rose is your new champion. No. It's not that easy. That made my cat jump, that. Sorry, Claude. Sorry. Go back to sleep now, mate. No, it's not that easy. Because in comes Rocky Johnson, and in comes Iceman Parsons to explain to the ref that that's not the way it went down, and that he used his feet on the ropes. Then Buddy Rose actually pins the... He kind of pulls the ref onto his back and then pins him to show that actually it wasn't... I wasn't using the feet. There's nothing like showing them. And suddenly, Sandy Barr reverses the decision. Right, just a minute. Now, Buddy Rose is going to get on the microphone and be very angry about this. There is a split screen which shows Sawyer leaving the ring. We didn't need a split screen for that. We know he was leaving with the belt anyway. But he's angry, and quite right. And the reason being is because, I mean, Art Barr has seen no footage about this whatsoever. Nobody from ringside in an official nature has come out to tell him, actually, I did see his feet were on the ropes. He's got the word of Rocky Johnson, and who's very well liked in Portland area, and Parsons, who also seems to be very liked in Portland area. And he's going to say, oh, okay, if you say so, then I'll reverse the decision. I mean, the crowd are loving it, of course. And then Rose is by the little cage. Big cage, little cage, what a match to have. And it is quite... I mean, it doesn't look very big, you know. It's tall, but, I mean, if you were 7'6", then you'd be all right. You wouldn't be grazing your head on that cage. But it doesn't look very wide. And, I mean, all depending on how many men are in there, I think you could probably only get two, and they would really struggle. So if there's more of that, if there's more than two, they really are going to have a bit of unsafe working conditions there. By the way, somebody in the crowd, and the camera makes sure we see it, has a sign with Buddy Rose on it and a noose. A noose! I mean, the crowd are febrile here. And basically, it seems to me that the promotion is really on fire, as I said earlier. Great to see. I'll tell you what else is great to see. The cheapness of fantastic content, both pop culture and wrestling content, on patreon.com/SNME. The S, the N, the M and the E. It's good for you and me, you see? And if you want pop culture and wrestling podcasts and you want loads of them, and you think, I'd like to go to a place where I can get loads, I don't mind paying a little bit of money. This is a little bit of money. And you know how much it is? It is around $1 a week. It's great. Have a look at that. I do. And I love it. And I also, I'm so pleased that Boris said, why not Portland Wrestling? Because this is great. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen next week. Probably more adverts. Yeah, I think we know that. But I'm looking forward to seeing who pops up. Aren't you? Ta-ta.